recorder.
Did you put it on for me? Oh, good. That's a good thing. For us. Okay, so approval of the October minutes. Has everybody read them?
Yeah, I think you sent them out like just after the meeting, right?
Yep.
Yep, they look good to me. Yep.
Okay. Jerry?
Yes.
Okay, can we have an approval?
So approved. Seconded by Jerry?
Yes.
Yep. Not that we're putting words in your mouth or anything. So I think what we'll do is we'll leave this for a minute.
Okay.
And I would like to look at the education piece. Did anyone have a chance to read it?
I couldn't. I couldn't open it with my phone. I couldn't open it with my computer.
It was such a huge file, I think.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's also, he has an Apple as well.
Oh, that's fine.
And I have an Apple. Were you able to
uh-huh.
open it? And you have an Apple.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, I should have sent it to my Apple phone then. I didn't think of that.
That's okay. Could people read it quickly now?
Mm-hmm.
Take a minute. Were you able to read it?
I skimmed it. I have an Apple also.
Okay.
But I use Word when I send out things to people. It works well. Microsoft Word.
Yeah, I don't know what Tim sent to us.
Is that all?
I don't either.
Is that all together, or how is it?
Yep.
It's two pages, right?
It is.
Did we want to just look it all over together and make edits if we want to make edits? Or
sure. I think that you might want to read it first, though. I asked him to put some history in and to leave out numbers, because numbers are immediately old, to leave out numbers because they're out of sync as soon as you put them down on paper. The other one had some numbers, but not a lot. So did you...
that was my first question, is like, why did he even write it, you know? Because I didn't know that we were going to have such a huge section on education in the future and planning.
Well, education is huge right now.
I mean, I get it, but it's also like, it was nothing we had discussed, and then it's, I don't know, to me it's like a question of the guy that started the school is writing our policy, you know, it seems like...
Well, we couldn't find anybody else to do it, right?
Well, I didn't even know there was, like, a need. I thought we went through the section and we were like, okay, we updated, you know, brief what was there. You know what I mean?
No, I did not get that.
Because
I had said
we got all the way to the end of the town plan last time, and I was like...
No, but we had said, in the meeting, I had said, I think I'll ask Tim Thompson to go over this, because... He knows, and we had tried to get... Do you think it's not...
I mean, I'm going to give it a fair chance. I'm just saying, like, if town policy is written by the head of school there, you know, it's a little...
That was 30 years ago, though.
I know, but it's his school, right?
No.
I'm just saying.
Do you think so?
It's not his school?
Okay.
I mean, I'm going to give it a fair read. Like, I'm just saying, like, I didn't realize...
I think we all need to remain open.
But I think also, like, if we're going to be fair, maybe numbers become part of the story of it, you know?
Okay, would you like to find the numbers? He does refer to them.
I mean, I think we should read through it first. But.
Okay, because he refers to them as far as the exhibits and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
He also has said that he would love to be on the Planning Commission.
We have a spot.
Okay, but
we
do.
Yeah.
So whatever. If you guys,
we had two people resign officially.
Ian and David.
Well, who actually? He started Riverside School, correct?
That's what I thought, right?
Yeah.
But
and isn't it his daughter who runs it now? Maybe.
No.
Yerky, no.
No.
I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah.
No, Carolyn Thompson runs it.
Oh, Carolyn.
Yeah.
I don't think Polly has anything.
No,
yeah.
No. They don't have anything to do with it.
Okay.
But But whatever, you guys. I mean...
I'm not saying it's that he did anything wrong. I'm just saying, like, we should just state what the truth is, that he founded the school and it was his, you know, sort of his thing, you know? Like, that's all. There's no judgment there. It's factual.
But we have to put it in here?
I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying, like, I just didn't even realize that we were going to have him write the thing for us. That's all.
I think it was even maybe in the minutes that we had discussed it last time.
It's possible. I forgot it.
I vaguely remember you mentioning something, but I don't remember the person's name.
Okay. We'll see what you think. And
I think originally you had mentioned Miles, right?
But and yeah. I did talk to him about it.
But it was brief, right?
Well, we just updated what was in there. That's all. We didn't write a new thing. You know what I mean? I showed Miles the last town plan. And he just said to make sure this, that. And we just, a couple of sentences we changed. That was it.
Okay, we'll see what you guys think. And if you don't want to use this, that's fine. I'll just tell them we're not going to use it.
Earlier to you, Hillary, that I wasn't sure that as of 1970 we were tuitioning to private schools. I can check with Wanda, but I also question that they would receive the average public tuition or less. I don't think they can
go less.
Go less. I think
you're right.
To be the average.
I do too. I think you're right. Yeah.
I also feel like in that blurb about the student enrollment numbers rising, I feel like we should state the obvious that it's due to the school choice.
Mm-hmm.
And that they don't necessarily stay in the area after they graduate.
It's definitely due to school choice, but why is it necessary to put that? A lot of people do stay in the area, don't they? I mean, we don't want to make it contentious.
I feel like later on in this, he talks about how high the school taxes are, the education tax, but he doesn't necessarily link it with the reasoning behind it. Like, Kirby has an abnormal amount of school kids because of school choice.
Right. And then he does say that...
Yeah, 28% of our population is school-age children.
He does say that the only two towns with large growth numbers... in a region with markedly aging populations and slowing numbers of students. I think that's all in Exhibit 9. Do you think it's necessary to put that people are moving out of town afterwards? I mean, some people, yes, but I mean, that's kind of subjective. What do you guys think?
I just think our town plan is much more than education, so I was okay with leaving it brief. There's a school board that can publish their own reports, you know what I mean? And the,
okay, well, just...
I don't know. I mean, I just haven't had a chance to read it yet, you know? Like,
okay,
I couldn't open the thing.
I think there's possibly some we can pull from.
We can take time. Yeah, we can take time to do it. I haven't had a chance to read it because I couldn't open the file.
So maybe bench the education until next meeting part of it.
Sure.
I mean, if we have a lot of other business, it won't take more than 5 minutes to give it a quick read here.
Did we incorporate what your father's suggestion was?
Yeah, there was maybe one or two lines that we just altered slightly.
Okay, so why don't we just table it and we can go over it next time. And it's fine if we don't use it. So let's see, one of the things that I gave to you was, just for your information, was my discussion, the wrap-up of my discussion with the woman about FEMA and who does the floodplain maps for the National Flood Insurance Program. And this was a while ago. This was a year ago that I had this discussion. So I just made copies because I was cleaning up my thing and decided to put it in there. So, should we go with what Annie's corrections have been?
There wasn't a lot of corrections. I didn't notice. As I was looking back, like, towards the beginning, there was a lot of spots where it was kind of like, is it this, or, like, update the chart, was it? So I feel like a lot of the notes were kind of like, looks like we're supposed to go back and kind of go back over. But anything that I noticed was, like, noted specifically to change, I changed it.
Okay.
And I did it in bold, italic, and underlined.
Thank you.
And I found some numbers from the census also.
Well, then...
I was surprised by the population from the 2020 census was 808.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's on the second page. Halfway down.
Wow. That's so surprising.
Yeah. And I'm sure it's gone up from 2020, too. But if you think about it, if we had 400-ish voters, then, I mean, there's other people who live in town that can't vote or don't vote or aren't registered to vote. Right? So...
Wow, it was also 2020, so during COVID, so a lot of people were at home, staying at home. So I'm just wondering if maybe, because I know, like, we had neighbors who moved, they had a camp in Kirby down the road from us, and they moved there. Their daughter went to Riverside for a little bit, and then now they went back to Massachusetts, and they still have that camp.
Yeah.
But so I just wonder how many people came and then went.
And then left.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we don't have any changes on page one, correct? And I don't have anything written in mine.
No notes, yeah.
Yeah.
I think we were going to look back at this town plan is designed to inform, I think we're going to look back at that paragraph on the first page, but just to see if it still was accurate of what the town plan is.
To guide the decisions and actions that affect our community. Feels okay
no,
to
No, down.
Oh.
One,
the,
two,
the
three,
last.
Fourth paragraph, right before B.
Oh.
There was an arrow, so. But I think we were talking about the. Just making sure that it lines up with what's actually in the town plan, I think was the purpose of that.
That looks good to me.
Yeah.
What do other people
think?
Do you think it looks good?
Yeah.
Anybody else?
I think it looks good.
Okay, so.
I also didn't see any edits on page two.
Except for population. No. No edits, but you brought us to the attention that...
What happened? Did something weird with formatting, I guess.
Well, you have...
It says,
you mean,
it says AA, AB.
I know.
That did it on its own. I have no idea where that even came
That's
from.
Okay. We can, that
okay.
can be cleaned up. Okay. So, population, population centers.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we didn't have any notes, but I must have just updated the numbers on my own.
Thank you for doing that.
Is it 808?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep, 242 school-aged. Yeah.
So that's a big jump.
28% of
huh?
our population is school-aged, 28%, yeah.
That means we were, like,
in
undercounting by, like, almost two thirds. No? We had us at 500.
Yeah, we had thought like 400 and some change or something. But that's just the voters. That wasn't counting anybody that doesn't vote.
Right.
But it does say that. Yeah, in 2019 it was 504.
504.
Yeah, in 2019.
Wow,
that's a big jump. 1 year.
200 people, almost 300 people.
In 1 year. But it's COVID, like I said. I think a lot of people mm-hmm. came up because of COVID.
A lot of people from the city came, too.
Yep.
That's a huge jump.
Mm-hmm. And you got that off the
census?
At, off the census. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, the 2020 census.
I bet you it'll be changed next time. They do numbers again.
Yeah.
It's interesting because I'm hand cross checking the survey, and hardly any. It's very time consuming, but hardly any younger people with children filled it out. So interesting. So far, it's all over 70 mostly. Okay.
I filled it out. I'm not 70.
I filled it out. I don't think I ever turned it in.
I filled it out
it's
here.
It's still in my folder.
I haven't seen it. I haven't
I
gotten yours.
Today, but they went in the bin. Because
yeah.
We're not adding to them now.
No, we're not. Okay, page three.
So I just put my highlight underneath of what was already there. So I didn't know.
The taxes and tax base? Are you?
No, this population blurb here. I just stuck it underneath of the original. So I don't know what we want to say exactly there. But I knew I wanted to update the numbers, but.
Oh, you mean so we could take the.
So this paragraph
the first
above
paragraph
it is,
out.
It's an original. It's the original paragraph, and then. I knew I wanted to, those numbers were way different, so I definitely.
Yeah, thank you.
The original one references the Exhibit 10.
Mm-hmm.
Are you talking about just replacing up to that point? Or the whole thing?
Yeah, do we, I mean. I guess we'd have to look at what the population growth chart is. I mean, that would have to be redone, right?
Right.
Yeah, it actually references two different ones. The school population trends chart, Exhibit 8, and Exhibit 10, the population growth chart.
Right. Oh, right. Yep.
So I guess we would have to update both of those charts.
We would have to update both of them.
Or we could say, reference the census at www.
We could, very well.
That would be a lot easier.
Can we just do that?
Yeah.
Reference.
I wouldn't try it. I just opened the census and it says, due to funding shortage, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, gosh. Well, didn't do it when I did it, so I'm thankful.
That's got to let up soon.
Yeah, it'll
I think that's okay. Can we do that?
Yeah.
How are people feeling about that? Can we just say reference?
Yeah, people might actually go there and be like, wow. Because, I mean, there's more in the census than what's captured here.
Sure.
Right.
You know, they do all kinds of things. You know, that we don't necessarily capture in our report.
Right. Well, I would suggest doing that. Does anybody else? Okay.
I like that idea better because to read this and then say, okay, see Exhibit 10.
Yeah, yeah.
But are the exhibits attached to this? Because they're like, okay, where are they then? You know, so it would be easier for them to just go to the census and
I
see
totally
the information.
Agree.
Yeah.
The exhibits have been attached to this.
It save us a lot of time of updating
past,
all these.
Right?
Oh, they were? Okay.
Yeah, they're saved as a separate file on my computer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the exhibits haven't been updated.
And I don't think we need to do
I think a lot of it we can say reference the census
yeah.
in a lot of these sections
yeah.
versus having to update these charts. And
yeah. yeah.
So does everybody agree with that? So we can take out that paragraph then, Annie.
Yeah. Yeah. This, yeah. I captured the percentage of that are school age too. So we'll take out this bottom part about all the exhibits and I'll just put reference the census at and then I'll put the website.
Yeah. Good idea.
I think we should make it as seamless as possible. And
oh yeah, in the future it's just going to be more and more.
Yeah.
On paper. All right.
Okay. So this.
Now, should I go back and compare, or should I leave that? Do we need to have a comparison, or can we just state?
On page 2.
Okay, do we need to have a comparison for prior year, or can we just state what it is now?
I think state what it is now.
Absolutely.
Because we're talking about here and now, not last year or so.
Okay. 2024. All right. Making edits to my edits. All right. Sorry, these pages don't line up fast. So under work and service area, I just had that we were taking out how many. We were just leaving. There are still working dairy farms. We just stated it. We took out the 3.
Yep.
So I did that.
Where was that?
Work and service areas.
Under.
It was on the very next page.
It's on page 3 of the original one, and it's on page 3 of Annie's, too.
It's the very top.
Oh, up top. Okay.
Yeah. I just took out the number of dairy farms. I just put there are still working dairy farms. We just took out the number of working
okay.
dairy farms.
How many are there?
I don't know. This about fast before said 3.
One, probably.
So it would be there is a farm, not farms, you know, because if there's only one, we can't.
Well, I think that the wood farm has one person that's one. I have heard that there's one part of that family farming.
I think it's Mike Wood that's doing like a creamery.
Oh, he's doing Kingdom
yeah,
Creamery.
Mike and Becca Coastlunch.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
So there's no
it.
Other working dairy farms down there?
That's the only one that I know of.
The only one, yeah.
Okay.
So there's still
one.
There is still a
working dairy farms. That's sad.
Or just say there's one. Because if you say there's just still
not
one, it's
still
like,
just one.
There's one.
Does anyone want to try and search for that census data? Because I'm getting a lot of 500 numbers, not the 800. Which I did
you
see
don't
that.
Believe
I
me.
Saw that. I believe that it's there. I'm in shock that it jumped 300 people in
a year.
In 1 year, yeah.
It's not that I don't believe you. I just
that would be like
I want to find.
Doubling in 1 year.
Was I not in the right census?
Because I found another link here that says Census Reporter, and that has 808. But if you go to.
But that's not the true census. I thought that was the true census.
That's what I mean. If we're gonna cite the census.gov as our like as our source of info, then we have to go with the number of census.gov, which, like I said, isn't working right now. But everything else on
so
this page.
So I was citing the wrong thing.
Everything else on here is like this one's like. Well, I went to NVDA, right? Which is Northeast Vermont Development Association, which they have, they don't have the most recent one, so that doesn't help. Never mind. I went to.
Okay, so I'll go to. I'll read. Look, maybe I was just citing the wrong spot.
There is one here that says 808, but it's. censusreporter.org. We're not using the .gov one, which,
right.
Again...
575.
No, we should use the .gov. You're right.
Yeah, yeah.
Census.gov. Okay.
It's on census.gov. It just redirected me after...
Oh, yeah, mine was, like, getting stuck on the map or something.
Okay, so. Yeah. It says 575.
That's still a good increase, I think, of people. Like, 70 people in...
Sorry, guys. False alarm.
That was crazy.
Thank you for fact-checking me, Marty.
Oh, I'm not. I wasn't trying to, you know.
Okay. Oh,
575, you said? On there, Linda?
Yes.
Okay. I'll re-up my numbers.
Did you... the population centers. Hadn't we talked about on population centers for page 2? Didn't we have some corrections on that?
I'm not sure.
Three distinct regions.
Don't have anything written on mine.
Okay.
I don't know if Marty... Well, if Marty did, you would have written them down, right? Because you had copies of his.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have anything for the population centers one.
Okay. And so, schooling. So... we've got the population straightened out. And then schooling. Continues to be protected. Yep. Work and service areas.
We just changed that to one dairy farm.
That's the one. Okay. Yeah. Municipal services. So the housing, are we still going off of the 2018 grand list? Did I give you things from Marla on that?
It was not in those details. This is detailed out. This says 16 mobile homes, 8 farmhouses, 39 seasonal properties.
Yeah, I wonder about that.
I did put Marla's edits in, but it wasn't there. It was somewhere else. Yeah, I put it down.
I don't know if we... Do we need these particular numbers? I don't know if they're correct.
Likely
2018.
Not. If it's 2018, it doesn't... Probably doesn't have my house on there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of 2018.
I also wonder about...
I think if Marla couldn't give you those numbers, the only other way to get an accurate number would be to go from 2018 to now through the permit books and see what there is for, like, new construction.
I wonder if I asked her for those.
I think she could give you those.
The housing?
I think so.
Okay, I'll ask her. So I'll ask her about the housing paragraph, those numbers.
Yeah, because she did give numbers, but they were total of 259 homes, 43 camps, and one apartment building.
Oh, so she did give you those numbers?
So you did, from her, yeah.
From her?
This is the... Again, the census website, it says total housing units, 295.
100 more.
Which,
on the census.gov?
Yeah, it says total housing units, 295.
Yeah. Does it break them out into camps and homes, though?
No, it doesn't.
I don't think we need
because
to.
Because it's just structure.
But I can use those numbers and update it.
It says total households, 274, and total housing units, 295.
What would be the difference?
I guess maybe some that are... I'm thinking maybe no one lives there permanently, you know? Something like that.
Like rentals?
I'm not sure.
That would make sense.
Oh. Okay. So you can get those off of the census, do you think?
I think I'll grab what I can from the correct census site.
Use the .gov.
Yes!
Then we just blame the government.
I will use the .gov. I was, and you know, it's funny because I was like, am I using the right one? I'm like, well, yeah, census. But I didn't really, I guess I should have fact checked that a little more. Damn internet.
I mean, if it was 800 now, I would have just been like,
oh yeah,
good
so
job, Kirby.
Towards the end, I did put in the 274 households.
That kind of growth would be.
Toward the end, but not in this
section.
There's
a different paragraph.
Do we...
And we talk about this stuff over and over.
It is kind of repetitive.
Because, like, here it's 2020 census, 274 households in Kirby. That's equal to 41% increase since 2010.
Okay, so we can get past that paragraph.
And then I have it broken down for owning versus renting. So.
And where did you get that information?
Well, the census.
Okay.
.gov. So I'll go back, but it does match.
Okay.
Marty said 274 households, so
yeah, okay.
Some of the stuff matches, I guess.
Okay.
But I'll
okay.
update all those with the .gov one.
And the taxes and tax base?
The what?
The taxes and tax base on the bottom of page 3 of the original and then yours, you got that from Marla's list, right?
I mean, I guess. I mean, back and see. Yes.
Yeah, that is not right. 956,000.
I had a question. Oh, I thought I put a question mark there.
You typed a message. I questioned this.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's got to be way more.
So I'm not sure if there was a typo here and it was maybe supposed to be 95, 648, 90 maybe? I don't know.
just got 956,489. So I'm wondering if it's just.
If it said 95, it would make more sense.
The old version, the 2019, says $66 million.
Exactly.
So it's missing at least.
That's what I'm saying. Should it be 95 million?
Two zeros, I would say.
Yeah, probably.
I know. I'm wondering if she meant to say 95,648,900 is maybe what she meant to put, but I don't know.
We'll question that. I think Aaron's going to help us with that. Future goals and objectives. I don't have anything, any changes on that. And you don't either, right?
Right.
Okay. You can add the Kirby Town plan was
homestead grand list. Homestead and homestead. So that 956,489 is right for grand list figure. I don't think it actually means though that that's the value of
the
everyone's house in town.
Yeah.
Because I have a next door neighbor whose house exceeds that value. So I don't know. Marla would be the one to explain what that means.
Okay, so that is where she got that number.
Huh. 2018 grand list shows
349. I don't really understand all the lister stuff. Okay. All
right. This is a very steep learning curve. Okay.
All right, so we're going to ask Marla about that, / Aaron. And then there was some notes. Let's see. I'm trying to find my footing here.
The past Kirby land use regulations.
Yeah.
We can add 2025 to that 2019. Because that's what we're working on.
There's notes on here about
page 5.
Paragraph starting at in response, 3/4 of the way down the page.
Yeah.
Whether we should remove it, is it still relevant to note it, or should we keep it for future reference? So I didn't do anything with it because I figured we'd want to talk about that before I did anything.
I think that that's a fact. That's why we have lot sizes of 5 acres now.
So it looks.
And that makes total sense to me. What do you guys think in response?
It takes the municipal listed value, takes out exemptions, like veterans exemptions. I don't know what PP contracts are, and takes out current use, and that's what's left.
The 956.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then the previous numbers must have been incorrect. Don't you think?
Current use, the grand list stuff changes every year.
I would think that it would go up, though.
Yeah, they have it. 2018 was a 66 million.
Okay, so they're probably looking at this, the total listed value. Which is 105,200,000.
And that includes houses, residential properties.
I think it includes all the parcels. And then to get the 956, they take out the 80,000 in veterans exemptions, 19,600 in contracts. I don't know what that is. And like 9.5 million in current use.
Well, we should probably keep it with the same. If the last one was 66 million,
we should leave that, so we should change it to the 105.
105 million, probably.
105, too, and just put that that's total listed value.
Right.
Total municipal listed value.
Yeah. Can you add that, Annie?
Total
municipal listed value.
Listed value.
Are you guys okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
So are we all on page 5?
Yep, looking at that.
Should we add to that number, like, parentheses, current use and veterans exemptions included or something otherwise?
I think we're going to do the 105, and you added
total municipal listed value.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, should we put, like, with current use property included in that, or?
Oh, like this includes current use. Because what are those, deductions from the values?
Yeah.
Or the tax values?
When you put your land under current use, yeah.
So I think it's good to put the municipal listed value, but maybe in parentheses just put this includes
land in current use.
Land in current use and other exemptions. Just so it's like, that is the total. That is not like the taxable total,
right.
You know? I think the part you were talking about, the response, I think it's, yeah, it's factual based, you know?
I think it's
so
fine.
So we're going to leave it?
Yeah.
I think if we're going to say how the septic systems failed and traffic became heavy, they wouldn't know traffic back then. Then we could put why things didn't change or whatever.
To a smaller lot chain?
Yeah, like if we,
I agree.
If we have the following whatever, and then we need the response. And then it all just kind of continues the story, I guess, at the time.
I think that makes sense to keep it in there. Okay, so we did the Highlands District, the floodplain, the bylaws. I have that should be updated. The bylaws adopted in 2017 made changes.
Well, at the end of all this, I put, since 2019, no proposed changes to lot sizes. Some changes have been made for
use regulations with RV and short-term rentals.
I was just going on like Marty's note here, and it looked like it was meant to go in the end, so that's where I put it. But
okay.
But then this says bylaws 2017. So.
Yeah, that's what I have on my notes, is the use changes, like conditional use for short-term rental and.
And those were all from 2022.
Mm-hmm.
So should I change since 2022?
No, I think it's still since 2019.
It's, yeah,
it's since
I think
the
what
last
you've got
plan.
Is perfect.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Okay, where are we now?
Present land.
We don't have any changes in that.
No, because it says ask listers.
Oh.
So
it's still the numbers.
I kind of had my hands tied on that.
It's the numbers, no? That we need to check, the 195,
yeah.
The 840.
And that would be a Marla thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll ask her about that too. Town topography. No changes on that. Soil studies, no changes on that. I don't have changes on subsurface sewage systems. Did you find any? Nope.
The only notes I have on my original one was skipped for now.
We have continued growth in the housing area using 1988. So that has numbers that need to be updated too.
Yeah, it says should this be a chart?
Yeah.
And I updated some of it, as you see.
I do see that.
But maybe not accurate at this point, I don't know. Well, those numbers. I must have got that off that census, so I'll look those up too.
For you're gonna double check that paragraph, yeah, the housing section?
A lot of that's, most of it's from before, so.
Most of it's from what?
The past. Like, I'm not going to double check all that, because it's like 99 to 98, whatever. Yeah. But I will double check what I did, because we already know I looked at the wrong site, so I'm going to check this. .gov. And I'll re-up those numbers.
At least you're doing this. This is a great help.
Okay, so.
Okay, so we'll keep going. If residents truly believe, forest lands will continue to dominate.
I think that if we can make it into a chart after, it will be very eye-opening to people to see which parts of town are
growing,
getting built up. I mean, developed, you know, it's not like we're not a city here, but you know.
So are we trying to break this down though? Because I don't have it broken down like North Kirby, South Kirby, Mud Hollow. I mean, do we have those numbers?
Current ones?
Right.
No, we still have to check those first, but if we just do like, if we can find them since, what's the last date? 2018 to now, we could try.
And that would be a Marla thing, too.
So maybe that's not where my census numbers go.
Maybe I'm not sure if she can sort it by area.
No.
If she divide can, it would involve digging through the permits.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we don't want to do that. Do we?
I mean, there's not that many new constructions in a year, and if we're just going through like 5 years, there's usually 20 permits a year or so. So if you're only doing the new
from 2018, so it would be 7 years.
How do you store them? Yeah. Do you do them by year? Like if we,
yeah.
So we could just look at
you
those.
You could just pull out those
file for each
and just look for a new construction and just see where they are. I don't think it'd be that bad.
Okay. Is that something that Marla could do for us, or is
it
something
I could do for you, but not this week?
Yeah. Obviously, this week is not imperative. Right. Okay.
Sorry, guys. Can we go back to, on my edit one, can we go back to the third page? That housing, were we getting rid of that housing paragraph?
Yes.
Because we're about to cover that, right?
You mean?
What page?
The third page on my edits.
under housing, the 218 grand list.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like we're repeating it now.
Yeah.
On this page we're on right now.
I think we should take that out. Yeah, because we're talking about the housing section on page 8, and we have housing on page 3. And it has similar information.
I mean, I'm just wondering if I should be updating this, or...
So, if we... Oh, I don't know about, yeah, labeling them like that, but if we made the growth chart for each part of town, like, then we could just say, see the exhibit, you know, and we don't have to keep listing them out.
The number of... in each town, in each part.
Yeah. I don't know for the...
So let's take this paragraph out on page 3. And then we will try to make a chart for page 8. I don't know how to do charts.
I do.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Additionally, on page 3, somebody might need to bring me up to speed, but it says on the municipal services that resident solid waste and recyclables are collected at the town's transfer station near the town hall.
Oh, thank you.
And we do not have that.
No, we don't.
I thought like maybe that was somewhere else too. Okay.
I think you're right. I think it is somewhere else too.
Okay.
Thank you, Jerry. It does.
So are we taking this out?
The municipal service? Well, we have it in somewhere. I was just reading about it, that we had joined the Northeast Kingdom Waste Management District. We just had that in here.
I feel like we made an edit somewhere in here.
Yeah.
On that.
I think that's the first mention of it on the third page.
We should just take it out.
Where it says municipal services.
Yeah.
Kirby does not have municipal water or sewer.
And I think...
The town is now a member of the NEK Waste District.
Having joined in 2001.
And just end there, no?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay,
and take out the line that Jerry was saying.
Right.
Isn't factual anymore.
Does that make sense, Annie?
Okay, so repeat what you want me to do. Kirby?
Just leave the two lines in. Under municipal services.
Period.
Yes.
2001 period.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we could leave the rest. Townspeople have the advantage of recycling as a waste district and participating in the district's hazard waste bulky days. In addition, many people use solid waste and recycle centers in Concord and Winneville. We can leave that. Or do you want to take that?
I think it's helpful because
it's true.
Somebody might not
totally
even
fine.
Know that they can do the hazardous waste. Or
does anybody ever read this?
Probably not.
Quite certain that they don't.
I never knew it existed until I joined this group.
Anyhow.
Oh, well.
Okay,
so now we're back on page 8.
Sorry.
You're fine.
Okay.
We're back on page 8. Future land use.
So mine's funky because it says future land use at the very bottom of the page, but all the info's on the next page, in case you're having trouble finding it like I did.
I'm good.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You see what I mean?
Yep.
All right. So I'm going to update. So make a chart, update those with the, I guess, with Marla?
Yeah, I'll talk to Marla about, I think that is the part that Aaron is going to help us with when you have time. Thank you.
Okay.
Can I ask one more? I don't know why I missed this, but we're in the bottom of that big paragraph. Says overall, Kirby does continue to grow, although the pace of growth in town is slowing.
I have.
I was just curious where.
I have no idea why that's still in there.
I think we just missed it, maybe.
I think so.
If we just take out like
that sentence,
Kirby does continue
out.
To grow, or something. I don't know, but we don't know if it's faster, slower. Adding 70 people in a couple of years.
I think overall Kirby does continue to grow.
So we're taking out although.
Yeah.
And through the end of the sentence.
Yeah.
Okay.
Overall, Kirby does continue to grow. Okay. Okay, and then we're leaving in the zoning and parcel map, whatever the next sentence, then we'll leave that in. Or are we taking that?
I don't know.
I think if we're directing people to websites, we could just say...
The Kirby website?
Yeah, we could say go to the Kirby website under whatever resource.
That's a great idea. Yeah.
Then we don't have to keep listing exhibits. And
I think that's a great idea.
Okay, so we've heard it for the
right?
website.
Because we have to take down our website.
Why do we have to take it down?
Well, in a couple of years, it has to be ADA compliant.
The website or the buildings?
The website.
Everything in life. So for reading?
As soon as we can't make something compliant for any type of disability, we'll probably just have to shut it down.
It's just a matter of changing the font size, the type, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Because the state's gone through theirs as well. We had to change all our stuff.
But I think there's more than that, too. Because, like, I contacted our website people, and they said they could put, like, a widget on the home screen where you could change the font or, like, but that doesn't seem like enough. I mean, is it going to have to...
Have you spoken
out
to
loud,
that?
Or then how do they access...
You can get like apps on the computer that will read you.
Mm-hmm. It'll read you the screen. So like the computer.
What does the League of Towns say? Do you know?
I actually contacted the ADA to see like how valid this person's email was saying that like we were
non-compliant.
Yes. Yeah.
And was that
and
from
they
the state?
Basically said we have a couple more years until it has to be like that. But
who is your website designer?
NEK Online. Is it Jay Davis?
He can't update it?
He can give you a...
I don't know if it can be compliant enough so that we can't be sued for something.
Well, we're not there yet.
Yeah, that's a 2030 census.
Give it another year or two.
2030 town plan issue.
I think until then, we should send people to the website. What do you guys think?
I agree, because even if we printed them or put them, like, you can't mess with all of the... functions, like you can layer parcel map over, you know, all the different things that those show.
And if it's site-related for ADA, there are so many ways that people can use apps and stuff to look, to read them. Because we had to do it at the hospital, too.
I don't know.
I just
know that on this end of things, it pretty much all falls into my lap. I don't know a whole lot about
that. Yeah, I hear you. So, when the time comes, I'm sure there are ways.
So, I think the website is the best place.
Okay.
It's the most functional way to use the information anyways.
Now I have a note for two paragraphs down, it says, if residents truly believe, and it has next to it, link on Kirby website. Do we have a link on Kirby website for this?
Simplest way to do this.
Yes.
No, to the...
If residents truly believe in the preservation of land.
Mm-hmm. It says, current use and conservation trust. So more info on this, I guess.
I don't think there's a link on the website, but
there is a website.
You could add the website. I think it's Department of Environmental Conservation, but if you just Google like current use in Vermont, it'll pop right up. There's like an office.
Yeah, census pops right up too.
Make sure you have the right state.
Okay.
I won't let myself live that one down anyways. So.
It's fine.
Okay.
So we don't have anything. The present road system. I don't have any changes on that.
Marty has a question on the Vermont Association of the Snow Travelers. VAST continues to maintain a network of snowmobile trails that traverse Kirby's Woodlands. He has, is it? So is VAST still maintaining the trails?
They come up Harmony Brook Road, go up Bennett, and out through Victory Road, I believe.
So nothing on that then. Okay. And then...
I have a question mark on...
Nine.
Although significant erosion has occurred, erosion and erosion-related maintenance have been lessened because of the lack of... Yeah, you can just ignore me.
What was your question on?
The last sentence.
The hunting?
No.
On the page? On page 9?
On page 9 of the
original. Yeah,
you said
we were taking that last sentence out.
Okay.
And that's what I did. But you can't see it because I can't bold italic.
Okay.
Something that doesn't exist anymore. But I did do the edit for the four-wheelers.
Which just said has increased, right?
I did it in bold right here. In addition to four-wheelers and ATV use, mountain biking has increased, is what I put. Mm-hmm. So there wasn't much edit. It was just a little bit of...
Verb change.
Where are you? Sorry.
At the end of... right before section 3, there's a bold line.
Where we just were, on that big paragraph where we said we were going to... I just changed the sentence a little, that's all.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. And then... That topographically, that one we just talked about, I took out that sentence, although significant corrosion, let me put that out. So it just ends at Victory Roads. The bottom of page 9 is what I'm talking about. So I did take that sentence out.
Okay, great. Thank you. So we don't have...
I have a note on here. What to do here? For this part.
For the recent part, no?
Yeah, in 2011, Kirby Mountain Road suffered
serious damage during that season.
So for that paragraph and the next paragraph, I wrote a note. What do we do here? What was my note?
What if we just have an exhibit that's flood damage? Because we just put each year, like... We could just make a little chart that says year, part of town, whatever, and cost. No? Because if we're explaining each...
Yeah, but we still don't have all the costs.
No, but I meant, like, these ones are all... These are all done.
Do we need to be extravagant about it? Can we just say...
You know what I mean? If we're, like, hurricane... I mean, if we put year, event... damaged area cost, and then we put, like, 2011 hurricane. Hurricane Irene or what, I don't know. Not even, I'm like skipping a line there. All of town. Cost, whatever, you know. I don't know. I just feel like the this section's going to grow.
Yeah.
Too big.
I agree.
So that was one idea, was like we just simplify it into a little like this, that, or we just...
You mean cost and year?
Yeah, just so it's just like 2011, damage from this, cost this much. 2014...
Do we have that somewhere where we can grab it?
Does somebody want to volunteer to deal with those two paragraphs of condensing and...
Honestly, like, looking at the 2014, 37 grand is, that's not even a shocking number compared
not
to
anymore.
What we have now.
Yeah, so.
I saw a bill come into the town that was way more than that for one person worth of road work.
What about this? What if we just simplify this part and say, like, Kirby's roads have suffered serious damage over the years, including 2011, 2014, 2015, 2017. You know, the flooding of the recent years has far exceeded all previous damages,
yeah.
Impact on the community. Something just to squish it.
Yeah.
It's too much.
It's a lot.
What do you think about something like that? Just
I think
sounds
it's great.
Good. You want to squish it and report back to me next
week? I will give it a run.
Thank you, Marty.
Thank you,
all
Marty.
Right. I better put that in my phone so I can get to do it.
Squish the two paragraphs for Annie, please.
This is so it's pretty much just it's
but
just
I agree.
That.
Those
I don't
two
think
paragraphs
you need to keep...
for page 10.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
If is it two though? Because the next one goes down to like future.
Oh,
stuff.
The town has developed.
So it's like the 2011 paragraph plus something about the recent, like, what was it? It was 2023 and 24?
23 and 24. Mm-hmm.
So just mentioning that in 2023, you know, major flooding. I'll send a draft.
Well, by more
I'll send
major
a draft.
In 2023
was even anything compared to 24.
24.
Yeah, it's really just 24.
And... we're not going to get money to fix half of it anyway, right?
We've been reimbursed so far.
Have we? Are they thinking about still doing Red Village Road, do you know?
Oh, yeah.
I think you're talking about the July flooding that happened this year, right?
No.
About reimbursement?
No, I'm talking about the 2024 last year with Red Village Road.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know. Are they going to do it?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. How do people feel about working until 7:30?
That seems like a good...
cut off?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, page 10. And then I'll update you briefly on the surveys. Before we get done. Thank you for your willingness to rewrite that paragraph and squish it.
I'll try and send it out maybe this weekend so we have a draft form.
Okay.
Here we go with the formatting being wonky. Just go by the titles.
Transportation.
Other transportation was my next spot. I had notes. Not regular transportation policies, but the next one, other transportation.
Yes. We had some changes on that. There has been discussion about it becoming a multi-route
trail.
Yeah,
I did. Yeah.
Okay. We took out the Lindenville Airport.
Mm-hmm.
We took out some residents have expressed a desire
Yep, I added in this, there have been challenges with keeping trails open as landowners limit access.
Yes.
You know, in all actuality, the other transportation, a railroad line runs through the town's commercial zone, but is no longer active. There has been discussion about this becoming a multi-use trail, but that railroad is coming back alive again.
That's what I was just looking up. Yeah.
They have a big yard over from Whiteville. There's a quarry block plant there, and it's also going to be a big log loadout. And they are working from Whiteville. They just came across the river in the Gill Hall.
Here's the map from
and they're telling all the people along Miles Pond that have furniture and buildings along the rail line that they're going to have to move them, and they have equipment there. They're going to reactivate that whole rail line.
Oh, really?
To St. Johnsbury.
It's the dotted line.
And then what they're going to do is that they're going to send processed logs to Quebec up the northern old Grand Trunk Line up to Sutton North.
I'll email you guys the article. Yeah. There was an interesting article about Gilman in VT Digger.
Yeah.
I read it there also. Vermont history kids.
Yeah, but you pull a Vermont rail system, that's the railroad there.
It makes sense when you look at the map. They're shipping everything
so
to
Canada.
So
how long have people had stuff around Miles Pond on that?
No, since the railroad shut down, people have gotten little things all set, and then the railroad's telling them they have to move their belongings off the
railroad. I'll show you the...
Well, I mean, technically they don't own the railroad, but it hasn't been in use for so long, they just...
That's
assumed it doesn't matter.
There's the one lady that lives like, you know, there's trees growing in between the tracks there.
Oh yeah, you look.
That's in Vermont Digger. Was it recently?
Yeah, I'll send it to our. Yeah.
I usually read Vermont Digger.
They're clearing trees and everything. And you look behind the White Market in St. Johnsbury, the rail system. There's trees like that growing in between the rails. You know.
Really.
The thing that like that lady who they interviewed is pissed because the railroad company owns 33 feet to either side of the rail, and she's like, that's my whole backyard. Which they're not planning to, like, you know, but they might have to put fencing in, and she bought her house 10 years ago when the thing was gone, and was like...
And now she's going to have a train coming
and now she's
right going to
be
right
between the road and the railroad, and she's like, what the heck?
Sell it now before anybody realizes the plan.
Yeah.
Wow.
And all those crossings on Route 2 are going to come back to be active again. So.
Wow.
I just
gotta
sent
find
it
that
to
buses and
to our
planning board
Thank
email.
You. Thank you.
And the maps in there.
I really want to look at that.
So should we change this or should we just leave it for now?
Well, we can leave it for now. I mean, we took out some. Which one?
But the railroad.
He's talking about the very first
AC,
paragraph under.
Other transportation.
Yeah, the very first.
Yeah.
Well, it has been discussion about it becoming a multi-use trail. But that's not true.
Yeah, that's.
That's true. Coming. It's a real train.
Has been discussion about it becoming
reactivating.
Being
reactivated.
But there, in the article, it does say that. I don't know if the whole stretch there that they're doing, but it does say that they are they're trying to work with the rail company's trying to work with like other organizations to maybe put like a bike route alongside of the train tracks, something like that. But it's who knows.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think
if we just say that they're thinking about reactivating it,
becoming
reactivated. Is that good, you guys?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Glad you pointed that out.
Yeah. They're also continuing.
That could really change things.
The rail line from Whiteville north. I forget the name of those little towns up there on 2 out of Lancaster, up by where Ocean State job lots, and there's a big Ace Hardware up there. But that rail line up in there, they're also going to open.
Which
that
one's
up.
That? There's the map. I'm not familiar with that.
Isn't that Groveton?
Yeah, by Groverton. Mm. That's right. That's right. Yep.
All right.
Well, that changed quick, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm literally.
I could really make a difference, big time.
Yeah, set rail line right there. Runs along the Connecticut
River.
Oh, I
see. Where's that yellow
one? Where does the utilities and facilities plan?
What?
On the original, on the back, on the bottom of utilities and facilities plan, there it is. I just answered my own question.
Okay. Good.
Town facilities, solid waste.
I took out solid waste facilities. I took out Kirby Transfer Station in North Kirby.
Yeah.
So I took out. I knew that was in there somewhere.
Yeah.
I knew we had talked about it. So I took out the Kirby Transfer Station.
Yeah, I have that too.
I took that out.
Yeah, good. Water and sewage systems, that's fine. Power. And then I have a note here to combine telephone, cable, wireless communication, and high-speed internet.
Yeah, were we supposed to? I took them out, but then after I thought about it, and am I supposed to? I don't know what you guys want me to do there.
Oh, but you wrote this, such as Mud Hollow Road, starting about.
Huh?
Did you write the high-speed internet thing?
No, that already existed.
Oh, but you took out telephone, cable.
I took out
cable.
Those three.
Oh, good. I think that's fine.
I thought, well, I didn't know if you guys wanted anything in there or not. Because I saw the note for combining phone and internet. And so if you guys want me to put something in there, I can. I left the blurb about high-speed internet.
I think internet is phone, though. So if you wrote internet, then that covers it, no?
Okay.
Water and sewage, power.
I'm okay with it if you're okay with it.
High speed internet.
Right.
Covers it all, really.
Yep.
Kind of.
Future expansion.
Electricity.
Up where we live, we get VTEL.
Oh, that's true.
And that's 4G LTE. It comes off of Baths Hill. You know, if we wanted to, we could string 3-4 devices at one time. So
that's pretty good.
That's pretty high speed internet, you know.
That's all you ever need.
Yeah. Myself now.
But I get no cellular. But I do VOIP, so it works.
Yeah, I think at my house I get like one bar, but so everything is just wireless, or what is it, Wi-Fi calling?
I have it underlined.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it.
That's
how I do it.
It's the most reliable.
Yeah.
There is no update on the sand pit. Is that what that question is for?
What?
Annie, on page 13. The study culminated in a proposal to purchase the property, but that proposal was voted down in 2017 due to financial concerns. There is no update on that.
Okay.
I mean, the sand pit, we don't have an update on that. It's not going to be moved.
I took out that last sentence.
Yeah, good.
Okay, so I can just take that out?
Yeah.
No update.
Solid waste facilities. Yeah, that's good.
What if, I'm sorry, about the facilities, I don't think it's in there that we added another bay to the town garage. That could be in there, right?
Yep.
Because it says something about the town garage has limited additional room for expansion, but...
A larger meeting
place. And it says the need for future expansion has been discussed and whatever. Like, they built it now. We gave them the exemption or whatever to get closer to the property line.
And it was with ARPA money, so it didn't cost the town anything.
So this should probably say, like, the garage expansion was completed in summer 25?
Yep.
And who paid for it, Aaron?
ARPA funds.
Oh, so we didn't get dinged too bad for it.
In
like summer of 25?
With ARPA funds. I think that's important to put in so that.
Mm-hmm. What kind of funds? ARPA, A-R-P-A. It was money given out from the government during COVID.
Okay.
And towns could really use it pretty much for anything. So.
Where am I putting this little blurb? Just at the end of this?
Under town facilities?
Yeah. I think instead of, you could take out the need for expansion has been discussed, especially called meetings, you know, because it's done now. The town garage had limited room instead of has, so the expansion was completed or something. There's just like a couple lines there explaining the problem, but we can just say done.
Yeah, like larger equipment facilities, you know. Mm-hmm. I guess John would be the one to tell us that, though. You
yeah,
know,
I'll just tweak it.
Okay.
But then I think maybe the other part of that is like, you know, the sand pit, like, I don't know if we want to say, like, the select board tried many, many options, and just so far, no, hasn't found a solution or something, you know, like, because they tried buying land.
They tried buying land here. Totally makes me crazy.
But just, like, the update is just, you know, they're working on it, but nothing. The garage piece.
So that people don't think that it's been put to bed. Like,
yeah,
they're
like
still working
are,
on it.
People are trying to fix it, and the garage space is fixed, and then maybe the next will be that.
I'll tweak that paragraph.
Thank you.
Yeah, we do thank you for all the work you're doing there.
We sure do, Annie.
Yes, thank
you. We've been firing a lot of stuff your way, and we appreciate it.
All right. I took out telephone and cable.
Yep. That's fine.
Under power?
Yep. You left in high school.
And took out wireless communications. It's a little repetitive from the last.
It's pretty repetitive. A lot of places are in it.
Okay.
Okay, let's stop here. And we'll start again on page 14. We'll keep education as it is. And you took out, you changed what, Mark, what?
Yeah, Miles. There wasn't much that we changed, so.
Okay. So we'll keep that, and I'll just update you very quickly on the what I'm doing with the surveys, and then we'll go. So we ran the surveys through AI and came out with a place to start, which I gave you copies of that. Like a compilation is the place to start on my, I'm going through it all hand one by one and making a chart to make sure that it's complete. So I'll tell you, this is.
So you ran them through AI and you're manually
checking against AI because it's not completely right. Like I noticed.
Yeah, it's hard to. It's not just like it's a yes no answer on a
no,
lot of them.
No, I know.
So that's what makes it.
And
hard
we need to make a yeah, and it also for things it didn't say what's your age. It didn't say over 70 and stuff. And so far, in the ones that I've double checked, the majority are over 70. Little things like that. So I'm getting this all together, and I will have it by the next, because we need to have everything done, I think, help with deadlines at the end of the year in order to, no, we couldn't have it. End of January for the town meeting and stuff. Town meeting is in March.
Town meeting is in March. The town report comes out in January. But that wouldn't be included in the town report anyway, so that should be fine.
This one has to be voted on? The plan? Or no?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. I'm just curious.
I have no idea.
I think it would be fine, because we're not, like, drastically changing anything.
No.
There's no agenda in it.
And on the planning document, did we all agree that we would put an addendum with the survey with a compilation of the survey at the end of our report, the town planning? Did we all agree on that?
I thought it was supposed to go in there, yeah.
Sure.
And it will just be an addendum. There's no way. I mean, look at this.
Yeah.
So I'm cross-examining every single one so that we can have, it's pretty interesting, actually. The thing that I found out so far is that so far, none of the people that have children in the school have answered this.
And that says everything.
It does, doesn't it?
Because they don't give a lot back.
No,
not even
they don't.
Information.
I thought it was surprising, though,
yeah.
How many people that don't even live in the area or don't have kids in the school system marked school choice as one of their priorities. You can't make it up.
Yeah. It's pretty interesting. I mean, it's interesting going through this, and it's interesting who's angry about stuff, and they're willing to voice it, but they're not willing to work. Anyway, I'll have that for you, and I will make a document with all the comments, so that we can put that in too. A lot of the comments
are. Can you
put
the names on the comments?
No.
Just wondering.
No. But a lot of people.
Be a way to call them out.
Think that Ridge Road is.
I'm not sure we put answers to survey are subject to public information.
Right. People put their. I mean, I know the people because they put their names on it. Mm-hmm. But
so
we don't.
It's the older gang on Ridge Road. That doesn't like all the school traffic, basically.
That's no.
Oh.
No.
I thought you said people were complaining about, like, it's too crowded. And
yeah, I missed the Ridge Road.
But it's not the older.
I did hear Ridge Road, but I didn't.
It's not the older ones.
No?
No. Oh. No. It's like, well, I'll throw out a couple of names. It's like Eric Waring.
Well, he's not on Ridge Road.
Well, he's off at Ridge Road.
Yeah, he's on Ridge Road.
Right.
Well, his kids are all grown up.
Jan.
Back of the moon.
Up here in the little tiny house.
Yep.
He's a grumpy guy. He's just grumpy.
He's always very nice to me.
I know he's really nice to you, but he doesn't like me.
Because I come out.
Okay. On
I walk my horse, and he hates that.
Oh.
I walk my horse on the road.
On the agenda, it says resignations and potential new members. Resignations were
David Eikenberry and Ian Bascom. And the potential new member is Tim, if that's okay.
Am I putting that in the notes?
I don't think so.
No.
Okay. So we're just going to put, you know, resignation.
Resignation. We'll figure out who's going to be on it.
Tim. Tim wants to do it. He should email
the select
board, and they can.
So does Sharon.
Point him. Yeah. She misses it. All right.
Sharon Baker.
Dollar General.
Well, we.
Did we do any new business?
Should we adjourn?
Yeah, the meeting. So the next meeting is Tuesday, December 2nd, and then yeah, we can adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Party.
Is it this one?
You just press that and hold it until it's
December 2nd.
Oh yeah, you're gonna press it again and hold it.